Southwest has a lot of catching up to do. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, rescheduling flights and paying bills.
We were told that basically keep track of all our receipts for our hotel, for the toiletries we had to buy, for our Uber to and from the hotel.
She got stuck in the storm in Las Vegas as Southwest cancels about 60% of its flights again today.
Well, it's not just a matter of getting through the headache of a canceled flight. It's also getting reunited with your suitcases. And there are hundreds and hundreds of bags here locked up next to the baggage claim here at the Orlando International Airport.
Well, that's Amanda McKenzie with Fox 35 TV. A lot of airports have the same story. A week from today, travelers who fly to the U.S. from China will have to show a negative COVID test amid a surge of cases across China. There are numerous reports of millions of infections this month. In Texas, they're installing razor wire and fencing, trying to keep more migrants out, as Border Patrol sources tell Fox there's been a record pace of illegal migrant crossings the past 3 months. Only 30% of them prevented from entering under Title 42, the COVID policy the Supreme Court has kept in place. In Ukraine, more damage and casualties today.
Russia is accused of conducting its eighth mass missile strike on Ukraine since October, and millions of people are without power because of it. Ukraine says Russia launched 69 missiles and 11 Iranian-made drones. Now, 15 of those missiles got through the air defense. 40% of people in the Kyiv region are without power, and others lost their homes entirely.
Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv. Two people killed in Kharkiv. Benjamin Netanyahu back in power in Israel, and many people don't like it.
Hundreds of left-wing and centrist activists outside the Knesset, Israel's parliament, objecting to the ultra-nationalist, ultra-orthodox coalition returning Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has had to put together.
That's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
He's admitted he lied and said he's sorry. But George Santos is under investigation days before the Republican congressman-elect is sworn in Washington. There's a federal probe and one on a state level in New York.
In a statement, D.A. Ann Donnelly said in part, and I quote, "The numerous fabrications and inconsistencies associated with Congressman-elect Santos are nothing short of stunning." The statement goes on to say, "No one is above the law, and if a crime was committed in this country, we will prosecute it." The U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn would not comment on several reports that they are also investigating Santos. Following a New York Times expose, the congressman-elect admitted to falsely saying during the campaign he had a college degree, worked for two firms on Wall Street, and was Jewish. Questions still remain on how Santos financed his campaign with a $700,000 loan of his own money.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Former President Trump is again insisting the 2020 election was rigged and he did nothing wrong. Related to last year's Capitol attack, again writing in social media, the Democrat-led House committee investigating him is full of political thugs. And this is what prompted him to write all that.
The committee investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol has withdrawn its subpoena of former President Trump, saying his testimony was no longer needed. In a letter to Trump's lawyers, Chairman Benny Thompson of Mississippi says the committee can no longer pursue the specific information covered by the subpoena. The committee will be dissolved when Republicans take control of the House in January.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. That committee already blamed Trump for inciting the riot and recommended the Justice Department charge him criminally. There was a slight increase in first-time unemployment claims last week. 225,000, that's a rise of 9,000, and more people are still collecting jobless benefits from the prior week. That's up to 1.71 million. On Wall Street, money being made today. A rebound. The Dow's up 325 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 245. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.